नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th canon, verse chapter 39, verse 22, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Okay, there might be a prayer board here somewhere, but we'll just chant through. Let's see. Yeah, 27. Nanandasunukshanabhanga-sohrida Nandasunakshanabhanga-sohrida Samikshate-na-swakitarturabhata Vihaya-gehan-svajanam-sutam-patins Tadasyam-adho-pagata-navapriya Alas, Nanda's son, who breaks loving friendships in a second, that kshana bhanga means breaking in a second. Alas, Nanda's son, who breaks loving friendships in a second, will not even look directly at us. Forcibly brought under his control, we abandon our homes, relatives, children, and husbands just to serve him, but he is always looking for new lovers. Navapriya, new lovers. Sukham prabhata rajaniyam ashisha. Sukham prabhata rajaniyam ashisha. Satya babhuvu purayoshitam dhruvam.
Satya babhuvu purayoshitam dhruvam.
Yasam pravishtasya mukham rajaspate.
Yasam
Pasyantyapango kalitasmitasavam
Pasyantyapango kalitasmitasavam
The dawn following this night will certainly be auspicious for the women of Mathura. All their hopes will now be fulfilled. As the Lord of Braja enters their city, they will be able to drink from his face the nectar of the smile emanating from the corners of his eyes. 24. Tasha makundo madhu manju bhashitayar.
Tasha makundo madhu manju bhashitayar.
Grihita chitta paravan manas vyapi. Tam punana patiyasyate bala.
Tam punana patiyasyate bala.
Gramya salajja smita vibrama brahman.
Gramya salajja smita vibrama brahman.
Translation. O gopis, although our Mukunda is intelligent and very obedient to his parents, once he has fallen under the spell of the honey-sweet words of the women of Mathura and been enchanted by their alluring shy smiles, how will he ever return to us unsophisticated village girls? Gramya is rustic. And tell them to lower the amplitude outside. I don't want to interfere with the conversation.
Yeah.
10th canon, Sukadeva Goswami is having a problem. Not me. They can sit out, there's 100, how many acres? Ajadruvam tatra desho bhavishyate.
Ajadruvam tatra desho bhavishyate.
Desharha bhojan daka vrishni sattvatam. Mahotsavashi Ramanam Vanaspadam
Mahotsavashi Ramanam Vanaspadam
Drakshanti ye chodhani devaki sutam. When the Dasharhas, Bhojas, Andakas, and Vishnis and Saptatas see the son of Devaki in Mathura, they will certainly enjoy a great festival for their eyes, as will all those who see him traveling along the road to the city. After all, he is the darling of the goddess of fortune and the reservoir of all transcendental qualities. 26. Maita vidasya karunasya namabhu. Akrora ityeta rativa daruna. Yosavana svasya sudhukitam janam. Priyatriyam neshati paramadvana. He who is doing this merciless deed should not be called a krura. He is so extremely cruel that even without trying to console the sorrowful residents of Raja, he's taking away Krishna, who is more dear to us than life itself. 27. Anardradira isha samasthito ratham. Tam anvamicha tarayanti durmada. Kopa anubhis tavirar apekshitam. Daivam chanodhya pratikulam ihate. Translation. Hard-hearted Krishna has already mounted the chariot. Now the foolish cowherds are hurrying after him in their bullock carts. Even the elders are saying nothing to stop him. Today, fate is working against us. Purport. Srila Sridhar Swami reveals what the gopis thought. These foolish coward men and elders are not even trying to stop Krishna. Don't they realize they're committing suicide? They're helping Krishna go to Mathura, but they will have to come back to Vrindavan and will certainly die in his absence. The whole world has become nonsensical. Om Jnana Timarandasya Gananjana Shalakaya Chaksuna Militam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manabhishtam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Svayam Upakadam Mayam Dadapi Svabhadantikam. So, got a group of verses here that gopis are speaking. And they're condemning Ahovedatas, fate, and condemning Brahma, condemning Akrura. They're going to be left in separation. They've already been left in separation. We read before the various chapters, and the gopis were singing a song. When they were separated from Krishna, Janmana, Vara, and Suratavardam Shokanashinam, Shokanashinam, Suratavardhanam, that about Krishna's flute, and Tavakatamritam, all those verses describing Krishna's face. Also, we heard about the face again yesterday, Krishna's face. And his flute and his essence of Krishna enters into the flute sound. It goes into the hearts of the gopis and steals away all their patience, their mind, chittahari, so that now their mind is completely with Krishna. If we understand how the gopis are the expansions of Radharani also, it helps to understand Radharani is speaking in so many verses. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has declared how if I actually had any prema, I couldn't really stay in the material world. So we should also think like that. I mean, after all, Aradhya Bhagavan, Ramyakacharupasana Vrajavadu. If Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he is the supreme authority. Radha Krishna Nahi Anya. And he's saying directly that this type of understanding of the gopis, Gopi Bhartu Pratikamalayo, he says, I am the servant of the servant 100 times, the gopis, then our only business must be to understand the mood of these gopis, how they're speaking here. We have no other business, basically. I mean, whole Bhagavatam is to bring us, 9 cantos, to bring us to this point of detachment, purity, and it's very difficult, Kali Yuga. Kala kalira balena indriya vayiri vaga, shi bhakti marga hikantaka koti rudha. This Prabodhananda Saraswati, he's praying to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in so many ways, 146 or so verses, Chandramrita, and one of them he's saying like this, Kala kalina balina, although the senses are very strong, indriyanam hi charitam, they're always trying to herd it over the material world, according to Bhagavad Gita, but Prabodhananda Saraswati, he's saying, Kala kalina balina indriya vayiri varga, that in this age of Kali, they're even worse, much worse. Shi bhakti marga hi akantaka koti rudha. This bhakti marga is covered by so many thorns. Someone tries to get onto the bhakti path, pure devotional, then he's knocked off. There's so many people come before us. Ah, yes, come here, do this. Alluring. But on the other side, Krishna is Madan Mohan. Same Madana Mohana Sakitanoti Nitraspriham. Kaviraj Goswami says that he's Madan Mohan. Jayatam Surato Pangur Mama Manda Matirgati Matsarva Sabadambudo Radha Madan Mohano. But this divine couple, Surato, they're very attracted to one another. And they cannot bear separation, especially Radharani cannot bear the separation. And Krishna is appearing as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to understand what is this feeling that Radharani has. Radha Krishna Mahima, Pranaya Mahima, what is this Pranaya? It's this highest stage of love. Radharani is so attached to Krishna, even when she's with Krishna, she's also thinking Krishna will go and she's crying. Therefore, the Vishnu Chakravarti, different acharyas have given that one of the reasons that Krishna leaves Vrindavan because he can't bear to see that there's this Radharani's always feeling separation. At least if I'm not here, I won't. Then they'll feel this. I'll appear to them in different other ways, but not like this. So this is their heavy feeling. Hey Nanda Sunokutaha, Hey Radhe Rajadevi Ke. That the 6 Goswamis are experiencing and showing Prakashitam. Yes, they've taken all the Shastras and just taken the essence of all. Saram Saram Samudritam. And they've given it the cream in their teachings. They've churned the Srimad Bhagavatam. Vicharana Pato Vimuchen Nara. This Bhagavatam is so dear. Vaishnavanam Priyam. In the end of the Bhagavatam, it says, this most dear thing. That's where Mahaprabhu says, also, this is one of the things we have to become attached to, this Bhagavatam. And this is Bhagavatam. So if we don't become attached to Bhagavatam, Bhagavatam is showing us what the gopis are feeling, and the gopis are feeling what's in the Bhagavatam. Then we have problems. That means we're in the material consciousness. And the gopis have this their example, they're so sold out to Krishna. You didn't even purchase us, they were saying in these previous chapters. We gave free everything, so you don't really own us because you didn't buy us, but now we have no consciousness. You've taken our consciousness, you've taken our everything, your smile. Smita loka shokam hariti jagatam yasya parito. It's described by that Lord Chaitanya's smile is also so powerful. Smita loka shokam hariti jagatam yasya parito. By that smile, he takes away all the bereavement in this material world. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu smile, Krishna smile. We want to get the glance of Krishna. That Prabodhananda Saraswati is also praying like that. Yat karunya kataksha by Bhagavatam. Karunya kataksha means the sidelong, merciful glance of Krishna. So the gopis, they have this. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is in this mood of gopis, Radharani. He wants to get, so the Prabodhananda Saraswati wants to get that glance of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, because he, that is the glance of Radharani, Radha Krishna, Nayanya, combined. Antar Krishna Bahir Gauram. Outside he is like Radharani, inside like Krishna, but he's Radha Krishna. Without that instruction, glance of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we would not be sitting here getting this Srimad Bhagavatam reading, hearing. So every verse, Prati Shlokam Prati Akshare, Nanartha Bhai, there's so many. If one just hears one syllable, it says at the end, one verse is good, and even one line, even one part of a line, padam, arda padam, half a line, and each, what to speak of half, quarter, we're getting so many verses, one after another, all, so we should be relishing, swimming. So one of the words used in one of these verses, Nanda's son, Nanda Sutta. The gopis, Akshanvatam. There's a verse, Akshanvatam Palamidam Naparam Vidama. Akshan Palam. The fruit of the eyes is to see Krishna and Balaram with the coward boys coming back from the forest and herding the cows. Anavavesiator Vyasai. With their friends and the calves. So one who has eyes, he doesn't see this, then Sukadeva Goswami in the second canto, he says, then his eyes are just like a peacock feather. They may be very beautiful eyes, a peacock feather. Some people don't have beautiful eyes, even they're ugly. But even if you have very nice eyes, or like a peacock feather, but they're no better than a peacock feather, or your ears, if you don't hear the flute song of Krishna, the shlokas, in the Bhagavatam, then Chopagaya Puragaya Bhata, your ears sometimes described like snake holes or like a conch shell, broken conch shell. Chaitanya Charita says, the one who doesn't get this, the taste of seeing the smile, very beautiful dimples of Krishna and like bimba fruit, reddish, being kissed by Mother Yasoda. So this is what our aspiration should be if we can develop this. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says that, and it describes in his song, Bolya Tomare Samsara Ashi, I forgot you, Krishna. I was in the womb praying. I was suffering so much. And then I was praying, and I got a glimpse of you, like Parikshit Maharaj. He was examining the whole world to see where is Krishna. Where is Krishna? Is this Krishna? So Parikshit Maharaj, he got the blessing after looking everywhere. And then he, of course, got the mercy of Sukadeva Goswami, and he could hear the Bhagavatam. Pibanti, drink. Pibanti e Bhagavata Atmanasatam. We're thirsty after so many things. Thirst cannot be quenched in this material world. Only in relation to Krishna, Srimad Bhagavatam. Idam Bhagavatam Nama Param Purana Brahma Samhitam is equal to all other Shastra. We don't need it. Ishvara, Sadyo Hrijavarujate, very beginning of the Bhagavatam, it says, one who rasika bhuvibhavuka, one who becomes a rasika, who relishes the taste of Bhagavatam, and he has no need of any other Shastra even. His taste. So therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, you have to relish this Bhagavatam. Satam prasangam, along with the devotees, one of the five things. Bhagavatam, how do you do it? With the devotees. And you chant, you worship the deity. All those things are there, the Tulsi. Prabhupada gave them immediately. just to anybody. Patra patra vi, the panchatattva, patra patra. They give those who are eligible or not eligible. Apatra. Stri vrita balak juva sobre dubai. Whether one is stri vrita, woman, old man, child. The gopis here, they're saying that this providence, aho vidatas tavanakvachidvaya, has no mercy. Just like a child who just sets up something, a sandcastle, and just doesn't care about it. So he has set up this meeting, maitriya, friends and lovers. But here it says, Krishna is always looking for newer and newer lovers also. Nanda's son. Another esoteric or deeper meaning that the acharyas give for Nanda Sutta is that Nanda Sutta, because can also refer, as it says here, Nanda Shuno, can also refer to the two Sutayor, the two of them, sometimes refers to Radha Krishna. Not only Krishna Balaram, but it can be, because Radharani is the son, the daughter of Vrishabhanu, so she's also the king of Braja, Rajaya, Raja Sutayor, who the king of Braja, although Nanda sometimes can be Vrishabhanu, and therefore our meditation can be increased by thinking of it like that. So in so many ways, although the purport's not given here. And yeah, this verse 23 is describing drinking. Pasyanti, seeing the smiles, smita. I remember when we first were in LA temple, we were told, now I don't know if any of the old timers can remember, but I was told that as soon as you wake up, you should chant Jayate Janani Vaso Devaki Janmavara Yodavara Parishat Svaradabira Shana Dharmam Stira Chara Vijanagna Susmita Shumikena Vajapura Venitanam Bardiyam Kama Devam. Anyone remembers? Lakshmani? Yeah. Rajan. We were told as soon as you wake up, you should chant the shloka, Prabhupada said. So, you know, when we didn't know that word for word or anything in those days, but we knew something maybe what it means. Jayate Janani Vasa Devaki. But then at the end it says, Raja Puravanitanam Vardhyam Kamadevam, that his smile increases the lusty desire of the gopis especially. But that is the type of thing you, when you hear about it in the beginning, it doesn't mean anything. Unless one is entering into deep sadhana and actually bringing his mind, diving, swimming, mohura mohu, again and again, like the six Goswamis, then this thing, you hear it is good, but then you have to keep hearing, well, what does that mean? What does that mean? And by increasing year after year, then you get an idea, oh, yeah, the mind is so dull. It takes 40, 50 years finally, maybe dawns on, yeah, wow, the gopis, they gave up everything, no attachment. Akinchanasya, niskinchanasya bhagavad bhajanam kasya. Param param jigamishura babasagarasya. This is Mahaprabhu spoke during the Rath Yatra when the king grabbed him to keep him or try to stop him from falling or something, pick him up off the ground. King Prataparudra. Then Mahaprabhu just recoiled when he came to external consciousness and he chanted that verse. Ah, oh, I am sannyasi niskinchanasya bhagavad bhajanam mukasya. Param param. So he's a sannyasi, but Prabhupada said he wanted all of his disciples, not that it's simply that someone wears a sannyas cloth, but Sri Vrita Balak Juva Sobre by women, old men, boys, all have to get to this detachment. It doesn't matter what clothes you're wearing, or carrying a stick or no stick, or if you're 5 years old, or Komara Machara Pragya. Prabhupada didn't make any type of difference. He wasn't sentimental that, oh, he's a boy, let him enjoy now. No. You should go to Gurukula. He was quoting Prahlad Maharaj. So every moment Prabhupada was giving this mercy, pure mercy from Gaur Nitai, their teachings. Fairchit They're dancing, walking all over. Sab Nadia, Virchinechi Goni Dai. What are they saying? Bhaktivinoda Thakur. He's giving in his song. See, Krishna Ras Avishvas, Korle Dor Dukana. You're suffering so much dukkha in this material world. You can easily get rid of it by A Matra Bika Chaya. I'm begging one thing, that you simply, Jeev Krishna Das, have faith. You're a servant of Krishna, and that this material world is just going to give you misery. Even if you think you're not a servant of Krishna, it's still going to give you a lot of misery. So you have nothing to lose. Become servant of Krishna, one way or another. And the gopis are the topmost servants. And Gopi Bhavara Samritabdala Hari, Kalola Magno Mahor, swimming and diving, the six Goswamis, in this nectar. Tashamakundo Marumamju Bhashitaya. Every line in these 5-6 verses we read, 22, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, probably you could spend at least 6 PhDs worth of studying this. Anybody wants a PhD? I don't particularly, but at least that much energy into just, so there's so much in one verse. That's why it says, even if you take one verse, because even if you take one verse, there's so much nectar can be churned from one verse in this, especially in this 10th canto, the gopis, my God. Even throughout the Bhagavatam, all these prayers, Kunti's prayers, Sukadeva Goswami's prayers, Namo Parashmai Purushai. At the end of those prayers, then Prabhupada gives in the purport that Vishwanath Chakravarti says that this transmission of Bhagavatam, like from the guru to the disciple, is not different from just kissing Krishna, engaging in the rasa dance. And that's back in the second canto, in Sukadeva Goswami's prayers. So the Rasikas, they're from the beginning. Rasika Bhuvi Bhavukaha. The beginning of the Bhagavatam. Nirmatsaranam Satam. You have to be qualified. No more envy. No more attachment. Nivittatasha Rupagiyamana. Those who still have thirst in this material world, they won't relish this Bhagavatam. Especially if you're a butcher, then you're completely finished. Pashugna, killer of the soul. Then you... your Atmaha, killing yourself. So the gopis are using very extreme analogies here in separation also. You're killing young girls, you're leaving us in the forest, you're leaving us here. So this lamentation, we can enter into it. Gora Pahavana Bhajiya Mainu, Gora Kirtana Rase. Just like Narottam Das. We may not feel it directly like the gopis, but our acharyas are so merciful, knowing our mentality in Kali Yuga, Kripaya, with so much mercy, that they've given us a way to feel, to enter into this mood that Narottam is saying himself, Gaur Kirtan Rase Magananayano, because I didn't merge my consciousness into this Harinam Sankirtan movement. Kisukalagi, what happiness could I get? I should have died long ago, wasted my whole life. The gopis are, they have the same feeling. But we, unable to enter in, this acharyas, our modern acharyas, have given in a simple language, and then Prabhupada has come and given it in English. Oh, you don't know Bengali? Here, take it. So much mercy. Dayadra Hidaya Nityananda Prabhu is described there also. Ha Vishvambara Ha Maharasamaya Prema Sampan Nide Ha Padmasuta Ha Dayadra Hidaya. Dayadra Hidaya means that his heart is breaking, he's so merciful. It is Dayadra Hidaya. Banduttama. He's Banduttama. He's not only the friend, but he's Uttama Bandhu, the best friend. This is Prabodhananda Saraswati saying in the Navadvipa Sataka. I looked for that verse for like 30 years. I couldn't find it. But it was sitting on my shelf in Kushikrata's book. There's so much nectar. I was hearing, you know, people chant that verse. In fact, I even got the verse on an index card once from Papa's godbrother, Anand, the cook. He was cooking in Mayapur in 1974. And they loved that verse so much. And I said, oh, can you write it down? He wrote it down. And I lost it. Then I was hearing for years, and all that verse, Krishna's Babaji was chanting it, and chanting it. Where's that verse? I lost it. Where is it? I was looking online, and gradually so many things go online. Finally, somebody put it there, and it was sitting on my shelf since Kushikrata gave me the book back in 1980-something, 30 years. So the nectar might be sitting on our shelf, and we can't enter into it. We can hear it, though. But then when we can relish it by learning what it means, every word, ha dayadar hilaya, banduk dama, ha means oh. So that Prabodhananda Saraswati, he is lamenting like that ha Padmasutta Nityananda, ha Padmasutta, ha dayadar hilaya, brashtaika banduk dama. Brashta means breaking, his heart is breaking. Just like these gopis, the hearts are completely broken. They can only think of Krishna. They were imitating Krishna. They were like Paramecha Nivrita. Later on, the 11th canto, there's a verse like that. How the devotee thinks he's become one with Krishna because he's thinking so much of Krishna. Not merge, not Krishna. Or else how can relish? My bodies have no access to this type of ecstasy, because they are already Krishna. Why they should serve anybody? They haven't even entered the bottom, lowest realm floor. And they're just scratching on the big honey bottle like a dying bug. Cannot relish. But here is the real relish. Armakunda is intelligent, very obedient to his parents. Once he has fallen under the spell of the honey-sweet words of the women of Mathura and been enchanted by their alluring, shy smiles, how will he ever return to us unsophisticated village? Gramya Salaja Vibramaya by their enchantments. So there's a lot in these verses. A festival for the eyes with so many Mahotsava. Maha Mahotsava. He's a festival for the eye. Shri Ramanam, all these words have been used before. So just to read them, then you remember, oh yeah, this verse, that verse, this he said was this, that canto. So the more we can read this, then it's all there, encapsulated. Maybe no purport, but by this time, anyone who's reading to this point should know that what purport can you give? This is such a high, elevated state of consciousness. Mahabhav, that it's meant to be relished. It can only be relished by hearing it again and again. These foolish coward men, this is the purport. Durmada is not a very good thing. I mean, that's like Durmada. If you say someone's dormant, that's one of the demoniac qualities, practically. But these gopis are saying that even the elders and the cowards are so stupid. Such idiots. They're running after wedding. He's never going to come back. They knew. They knew, but the coward men, they're thinking, nah, he'll come back. So they're stupid. What are they doing? Why are they doing like this? Today, fate is working against us. Don't they know they're going to die in his absence? The whole world has become nonsensical. Shunyaitam jagat sarvam. Lord Chaitanya's nice verse. Shunyaitam is void, zero. Shunyaitam jagat sarvam. Naveda jagat idrasham. Prahlad Maharaj, one of the verses describing, he didn't know. Krishna graha grahitatma. He said, Krishna's like a planet. A graha, How could you not notice it? It's God. Krishna Graha Guhit Atma. Naveda Jagat, he couldn't understand how the world going on like this. Such idiots. They're such fools. Still, he felt compassion for them. I don't have any misery myself. Naivod Vijay Puradurateya Vaitaranyas Tadvirya Gaina, because Tadvirya Gaina Maha Amrita. I'm relishing this Maha Amrita. Great. Not just Amrita, Maha Amrita, Magna Chitta. And not only am relishing, but I'm totally immersed in it. But still, shoche tato vimukha chetasa, because they are vimukha, durmadan. He's saying that about the demoniac mass of people, but he still has compassion. And the gopis, they're saying that about the coward men and the vrajavasis. He's using similar language. So that's pretty amazing. They're helping him to go to Mathura. That's what Dharma does. And also the word here in this verse is anardra dhir. That's why I was thinking diardra hridaya. Because it says hard-hearted. But Nityananda, he is diardra. He's full of daya, mercy. But the gopis are saying hard-hearted. Okay, so... yeah. Comments, questions.
Hari Bol. Earlier, the gopis said that when he goes to Mathura, to Vrindavan, Mathura. Yeah. He'd be looking for more women. they're assuming that. In the Sri Bhagavatamrita, Krishna explains that the reason he married those other queens was to take his mind off the gopis because he was so attached to them. But he married like Rukmini wrote him a letter and says she'd kill herself rather than marry to Shishupal and the other women. And so he explained why he married them. But he said even though he married them, they're nothing like the gopis. They're not even close to the gopis. You know, he doesn't really find any happiness with them. He explains like that. And he was telling them also. He says his mind is always with the gopis. You know, so... the gopis, they are just assuming that he was like that. But really, you know, when he revealed his mind, it's not like he's going searching, you know, looking for other women.
Right. Anything? Anybody else? Okay. The peanut gallery is closed. Glory Srimad Bhagavatam.